Hi, my name is Barry Manandi, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
She's unhappy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James at the worst is the top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It is a Friday. We made it to the weekend. The weekend is here. Time to celebrate sport with ZFM Sport. I'm in the company of Sean Tafirinyika, of course, who is our producer. He's on mic today. And my name is Barry. And we've got a crackerjack show lined up for you. Football journalist Mthokozi Sidube says the AFCON final between Senegal and Morocco is delicately poised, setting the stage for a thrilling edge of the seat contest.
Very interesting AFCON, very competitive. When you went into the semifinals, you couldn't tell who was going to get into the final or who was going to win. It's anyone's game, and between Senegal and Morocco on Sunday.
And Manchester United interim boss Michael Carrick is ready for the Manchester derby.
I'm quickly focused on doing the job. You know, it's a big responsibility, a massive pleasure and a privilege to be here, but we want to do a good job, and this place deserves that. So massively focused to get started and get going.
Sean, do you believe the reports that the players are pleasantly surprised by his coaching methods? We heard reports filtering through.
Nah, I think it's propaganda. I don't believe them one bit. He's an old son, and they want him to do well. So that's why you're getting those reports. They even put out a training video of Michael Carrick first day back at Carrington.
Oh,
wada, wada, wada. So you can tell that the PR machine is churning.
The worst possible start, though, with Manchester City.
And they're going to get a hiding to none.
I don't think it'll be hiding, but you never know. 0772. You think it's hiding?
Yeah.
0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. A Manchester derby, a cup final. My goodness, what a weekend it promises to be. Fire Friday gets it started.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
Sounds of Conscience, a track called Budman. Hopefully, if you're a Budman out there, you have a good weekend of sports. 0772-168-045. We are discussing the Africa Cup of Nations final. Yeah, it's time for us to witness the finale, and one of the teams that are out on Sunday night will be raising that golden trophy aloft. We're discussing that straight after a local sports news roundup with Sean.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The home front. Local sports news and analysis. Oh.
Let's start the local sports news roundup with some cricket news, where Zimbabwe's campaign in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup got off to a disappointing start after their opening match against Scotland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to a wet outfield yesterday. The Young Chevrons will be hoping for better weather conditions on Sunday when they take on England at Takashinga Sports Club. In rugby news, the newly installed committee at Mutare Sports Club has stunned the sporting fraternity by suspending all rugby activities at the traditional home of the game in the province. Rugby, which has been steadily growing in popularity across the province despite chronic funding challenges, has long been synonymous with Mutare Sports Club. Leaked minutes from the club's most recent committee meeting, item number 13 reads, rugby to submit funding document to Mutare Sports Club executive for regularization of membership by Friday next week. Rugby to stop pending finalization of their issue with new management. This is a bit disappointing, isn't it?
It is, but not irregular. So what you mostly find, and having experienced it, is that there are various sections of a sports club. So you have the soccer section, you have the volleyball section, you'll have the rugby section, yes, in this case. And very often what you find is that some sections don't pay their subscriptions to the sports club and just come and play. And as a result of not contributing to the section, the sports club then begins to be put into a corner where they have to now make a decision about your section. So there was a time when I was playing at Alex Sports Club,
yes,
and we weren't paying our subs. At one stage, we were told we couldn't fulfill a fixture the Friday before the fixture on the Saturday. We managed to regularize in time,
yeah,
but it's not entirely out of the realms of possibility.
So this should be a quick fix then.
It should be.
And in football news, Warriors vice captain Marshall Munetsi has moved from the Premier League, from Wolverhampton Wanderers to the French League, and he's going to be playing for Paris FC on a loan deal. The move will see Munetsi spending the remaining 6 months of the season at the new club. Munetsi is marking his return to Ligue 1 after nearly a year, as he was signed by Wolves in February last year, coming from Stade de Reims. This is a good move for Munetsi. Towards the end there, he wasn't getting a lot of game time at Wolves.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is a good move. I think it is a good move. And I think also Wolves are looking at him getting game time. They understand that he is not getting game time with the current coach. You know, sometimes as a club, you need to act. Sometimes as management, you might see that we still need the player. He's an asset, but the current coach is not using him. And they could actually be looking at a situation where they might even go down to the first division. That's why you found that, I hear that they removed the option to buy. So there's no option to buy.
Yes.
He's just going for 3 months and coming back, because his contract is ending at the end of 2028. So they are probably thinking that he could be one of the players that they might actually go down with and try to come back with.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they want the player. They believe that he might not be on the market,
yeah,
for other bigger EPL players, EPL teams, but he can do a job for them in the first division. You know, it's physical in the first division, and he fits the bill as well. They might want to make a quick comeback. So that's why they've just said, we're taking you out for loan, get game time, keep playing, so that you come back. So they definitely want him back.
And Barry, from one relegation to another, they are 15th out of 18 teams in Ligue 1.
Yeah, it's crazy. The Paris FC, though, is a good environment for him, because what you've got is a club that's well-moneyed. They're owned by LVMH, which owns all the luxury brands in the world. They want to contest and compete against Paris Saint-Germain. It is their first season back in the big time.
And they're literally like across the road.
They are. I think it's 20 meters apart. they are literally neighbors. And so it makes for an interesting arrival of Marshall Munetsi. Obviously, they want him so that he can help them to survive. And then they get another stab at it next year. So Marshall Munetsi, interesting times for him. Let's see how this goes.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. The beating drum. The roaring fans.
take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport. The African Football Report is proudly brought to you by Castle Lager. It all comes together with a castle.
All right, let's talk about the Africa Cup of Nations. Now the final has arrived and the true heavyweight contest is on the card. Senegal bring force, power and poise. Morocco, the hosts arrive buoyed by belief, rhythm and the thunder of a nation behind them. Pride, history and continental glory all hang in the balance. 90 minutes, one crown. Who will be crowned champion? Let's hear the thoughts of football pundit Jere Gomez, who says it's anyone's final.
I mean, I'm going to build this finals 50-50. Senegal have a hell of a chance to win another AFCON. Yes, they're on enemy territory, but you already said the way they've been playing, they are the next best team in Africa, and it's clear. They've made it to the final. Every single game that they've played, they've been clearly the better team. And you could say the same thing about Morocco. These are two of Africa's best. There's not much between them. I truly think anything is going to happen. Anything can happen come Sunday on the final. The difference is it's going to be 60,000 Moroccan fans in this stadium cheering on one team.
Cheering on one team that has played in one stadium in one tournament. And you got to say to yourself, Alois, and we'll get to the Moors odds later, but you got to say to yourself that Morocco has the edge here because of everything that's going their way.
Yeah, I think they've got the edge. You know, they've got the home crowd behind them, themselves playing good football. To be honest, we saw
really
it
are,
the,
yeah.
in the semifinals. They are a very polished team. And then also, you know, that home crowd decision that sometimes, you know, thank God this we are now. Because the whole stadium, penalty, you know. So that
the
also,
to make a decision.
Yes. So those 50-50 decisions, most probably like your fouls, your nudges in infield, they'll probably go Morocco's way, you know, in most cases, because the crowd will also be referees as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be an uphill task for Senegal. They really have to play a polished brand of football on Sunday to actually to manage to. They have to be at their best.
And Senegal has been at their best in this tournament. They have really shown that they come not to muck around. They came to do the business. They haven't lost in the tournament. Well, neither of the sides have lost. But they haven't gone to extra time. They haven't gone to penalties in the knockout stages. They have done everything in the ninth regulation time. They look like a polished instrument. And that's what they need against the Morocco side. That, and we might sound like broken records talking about the home form, but this is a Morocco side that has not lost at home since November 2009. Okay, so they don't lose at home. They simply don't. Then that in 2009, they lost to Cameroon, who beat them in World Cup qualifying. So the home issue is massive for Morocco, especially playing in the capital, playing in the new, brand new stadium, having 60,000 fans behind them. They're going to have to be a polished article, Senegal.
Yeah, I think at least they know what to expect. They know what it will be like. I really enjoyed the scenes at full time after the semi-final match against Egypt, where you saw Sadio Mane saying, you know what, calm down.
Calm down, we haven't done the job.
The job is not done yet.
Yeah.
We still have a final to play. So that just shows you where their mindset is at, that they know that they will be up against it. And I think that can provide a massive psychological boost, because they'll be wanting to quieten the crowd. And I think those first 20 minutes are actually going to be very, very critical for them to try get an early goal so that they keep the crowd quiet. And they just need to believe in their game, because then when I look at both sides and looking at the balance of both sides, I think on paper, if you look at the pedigree of the clubs that the Senegalese players play, they are the better team.
Yeah.
So they should be winning this match. But then, like we've mentioned, that a home crowd advantage, the adage on social media at the moment is, If you want to win AFCON, just host it.
Yeah. But also, Morocco is a poly side. You know, they might not be a better player by player,
but they're a young side as well.
Team. What their dynamic? They move. Mm-hmm. They are not like Egypt. They are not gonna sit back. They don't park the bus. Yeah, so that's gonna be a different ball game altogether for Senegal. They are facing, I think, for the first time, they are actually facing a team that is going to be attacking them, mm-hmm. like from the start. You know, so they will have to be prepared to also defend, because they've been having the better part of exchanges in their previous matches, where the other teams have been respecting them, backing off and letting them come at them, you know. But with this one, Morocco doesn't play counter-attacking football. They just play total football, you know. So it's going to be very tricky for them and a different ball game altogether.
Alois and made especially tricky with Kalidou Koulibaly, their captain.
He's out
because of accumulation of yellow cards. And as well as Habib Diarra. So this is a situation where Papé Thiaw can't pick his best side. For the final, and Koulibaly's got to be a massive miss.
Very big miss, because like I said, that Morocco actually attacks. You know, they attack with a whole big number, you know, because you see your Hakimi and the left back and everybody is pouring forward. You know, the only people that don't go forward are the two center backs. Mm. Everybody else goes to attack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's
and the center backs go up for set pieces.
They actually come. So they are a very attacking team. Mm. You know, a very good wing. What they don't do is putting in crosses.
Right.
I haven't seen a lot of crosses. Like I said, that they are wing backs, they are full backs, they actually invert.
Mm.
You know, they are inverted full backs. They don't go overlap outside, they actually invert. So that's actually can be a plus. For Senegal, all they need to do is make sure that they are compact in the center of the defense and let the balls go wide, because Morocco, they don't depend on crosses. Now they are playing a different team that is unlike Nigeria or the other teams that go wing play and get in the crosses. Morocco doesn't do crosses.
Right.
They actually try to penetrate as much they can through the middle.
Right. And does that mean that Alois talking about that overload that they try to get in the wide areas, Morocco? Does that mean that Diatta and Diouf have a really big task on their hands? Those are the fullbacks of Senegal, whereby we've seen that Diatta likes to go forward. Diouf sort of sits and almost acts like that third centre back, but Diatta might have to sit back, and they almost play a flat back four to try and avoid those overloads that Morocco can create, particularly on that right flank. With Hakimi and then Brahim Diaz
forward
in front of him.
Yeah, man, but they are used to that type of competition. They're used to that feel. Diatta plays for Monaco, Diouf plays for West Ham.
Mm.
So you expect them to be up for it. And they also will have that assurance where the time that they get beat, we can always count on that brush that Idrissa Gana Gueye will be able to provide. So they look stacked. This is what I'm saying. Iliman Diaye as well.
He's having a fantastic tournament.
Papé Sarr. So
okay. Let's pause a bit.
Nicholas Jackson.
Let's pause a bit. Let's get the correct pronunciation of that name. Butcher, please, let's get it. What's the correct pronunciation?
Okay, so
can I turn
as far
YouTube?
As I've heard,
turn
it,
by YouTube,
it's Idrissa Gana Gueye.
Yeah, because G U E Y E.
Yeah, how to pronounce that?
Gay.
Because I wanted to Gueye,
you know,
Gueye.
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce. Must use like a guy's mutation. Because Rusan and Nash of my bow. My sports club. But I wonder what was it.
You can just call him.
All right.
Road to the final, guys. Senegal. They were in Group D. They beat Botswana 3-0 to open up their campaign. Senegal then drew 1-1 with
DRC. That was a phenomenal game. They then beat Benin 3-0. Went into the round of 16. They beat Sudan. Come from behind victory 3-1 over Sudan. They controlled the win to reach the quarterfinals. In the quarterfinals, tight victory of 1-0 over Mali. Mali was well in this game. And then, of course, there was that tight game in the semifinals where they beat Egypt 1-0 courtesy of that strike by Sadio Mane from outside the box. Morocco, their route to the final, they're in Group A. They opened up their campaign with a 2-0 win over the Comores. Then they drew 1-1 with Mali. And that draw caused their fans to start heckling them.
Booing and whistling
when they left the field. And then they came back and bounced back spectacularly to beat the Copper Bullets of Zambia 3-0. In the round of 16, they beat Tanzania.
Booing and heckling performance.
Yes, a booing and heckling performance. They stuttered over the line 1-0 over Tanzania. And then Morocco beat Cameroon 2-0 in the quarterfinals in what was a questionable refereeing performance. Then in the semifinals, they went all the way through to extra time, through to penalties, after a nil-all draw in regulation time with Nigeria. And then they won that match 4-2 on penalties. And now the host nation will line up in Rabat to take on the might of Senegal. How does this one play out, gentlemen? Let me start with Alois. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say and who's going to win and how.
I still, my mind says Morocco are going to win this one. Mm-hmm. You know, but my heart wants Senegal to win.
All right.
So, like we said yesterday, if then my head is on the block, if a gun is pointed to my head, to declare a winner,
yeah,
I'll just save my life with putting it on Morocco.
On Morocco, right?
Yeah.
Sean, from the start, you've talked about Senegal.
Yes.
You felt that they could get.
Nah, he's number Senegal, number one fan.
Yeah, you thought that they could go all the way.
Yes.
They have. Can they complete the job?
I think they can. I think Senegal is going to score early within the first 20 minutes. And then Morocco is going to equalize. And then the home crowd is going to go berserk, spurring them on. And then they're just going to leave themselves open. And it's going to be a dagger from Sadio Mane in the 87th minute.
Yo.
Senegal win 2-1.
No time for reply. Yo.
That'll
be a dope final, though. It'll be almost be a repeat of the one we saw in Nigeria versus Cote d'Ivoire, where Nigeria took the lead. I'm with you, Alois. I honestly, my heart wants Senegal to win it. But I just think that Morocco just have something written in the stars. And they
have the energy, man. They will be like footballers on steroids.
I hope not,
but they'll be like.
In general, though, I've noticed from tournament football, the best matches we usually get them from semifinals.
From the semifinals,
Here and there, you'll get like a 2018 World Cup final, the one in Saudi Arabia. You get a final like that.
Yeah.
Even the Nigeria one versus Cote d'Ivoire was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see a stunning final, or is it going to be tight and cagey?
Okay, all right. So you're talking about the Argentina. France.
Yes, the Argentina France one. Yes.
And the Argentina final. West Germany.
May
1986.
You see, you can actually point them because they aren't
the
that many.
Ever.
And I think we're going to get a spectacle. Here's why. Papi Chao, Walid Regragui. These are two coaches that don't park the bus.
They don't park the bus. That's
not know how.
Yeah.
So they play on the front foot. So I expect that it's going to be a basketball match.
One way.
You play
the other way. Exactly. You give us the ball, we'll play. Give the ball away.
Don't give the ball away.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a basketball match. I think it's going to be very tactical. The midfield is going to be key. That's where the game is going to be won or lost. I don't think that it's going to have lots of chances because these are seasoned pros.
Tactically, they're asked
for someone who is a fairway where the football fan munarungoda ndoruona kana riripo, I watch big tournaments, they might think it's a boring final. But I think that for those purists, people who enjoy watching the tactical approach of the game, it's going to be a feast, an absolute feast of watching high-level football, I truly believe.
I think we're going to enjoy. I think this is going to be an enjoyable final because it's going to be a game where both teams want to score. Both teams want to score. It's not nobody. I don't like this idea of playing on the counter, especially when you find two teams that want to play the same way.
Yeah, they want to.
Then yes, that's what always brings about a boring match when you've got two teams that both want to sit and both want to hit on the counter. But this one is going to be a ding dong affair, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be certainly exciting. Mo in Belfast says Morocco have the crowd and the ref. Senegal are up against it. And then let's read one more message before we move on. Morocco to lift 2-0. Abde Azazouli with a brace. Thanks a lot for that message. You don't give us your name, but your last three digits is 930. Zero. Morocco 75% chance of hosting home ground. Okay, all right. Yeah, they're going to be at their home ground. So I'm not sure what that message was referring to, but maybe you can explain it to us. All right, let's give you the odds, courtesy of Moors.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
It's time for Odds On, brought to you by Moore's World of Sport, your leading betting partner. Get your game on today.
Home of sports betting in Zimbabwe, over 100 branches nationwide, and you can bet and get the best odds in football, basketball, e-soccer, MMA, baseball, boxing, rugby, cricket, and so much more. Well, it's all about that AFCON final, guys, and now we can talk about the odds on that game. And I can tell you now that Morocco has been installed as favorites. as was obvious, eh?
Yeah, it was to be expected.
But a Senegal victory is very attractive. It's paying off $3.55. Senegal victory. The draw after 90.
That's where my money is.
Is that right? The draw after 90 is playing out $2.95. Again, very attractive.
I don't know.
Because here's the thing, you talked about both teams to score when we previewed this game.
Yes.
And if they both score one, or both score two, we're going deep. We've got to go to extra time to separate them.
Yeah, then you lose your money if you put on it.
No, you don't. If you put it as a draw.
If you put it in as a draw, then...
A draw after 90.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who has put a win
and
for
you
either.
You cash out?
No, I'm feeling sorry for those. If it goes to that extra time, I'm saying people like Sean and us would have lost
exactly.
The money. So I think the Panthers actually want...
The draw.
The draw.
Yeah.
Ah, they draw, they make a killing. Because not many people will put their money on the draw.
Morocco as favorites have been installed at $2.
But that's something that we actually didn't speak about. Can this game go deep?
I think it can. It's possible. Why do I say that? I think that both defenses are good, but both defenses are breachable.
Yes.
It depends whether Senegal score first or Morocco scores first. Let me explain that. If Senegal scores first, I think Morocco has the capacity to get back into the game and get one back. Mm-hmm. If Morocco score first,
yes,
I don't think that Senegal will be able to get the equalizer. Mm. So let's all hope for a Senegal first goal. And if we get that, I think we're going to go deep. I think we're going to go right to the wire, possibly with a winner in extra time. But I don't think we'll go to penalties.
Why don't you just go to Moors and put your money the way you have explained? You know, you can actually make the man that Senegal will score first, Morocco then equalizes, then go to penalties, then Morocco wins it. Imagine how much money you can make.
Dude. So those are your odds. Let's just repeat them for you. Senegal, dollar Tombola is paying out $3.55. The draw after 90 minutes is paying out $2.95. And then Morocco victory is paying out $2.35. Morocco, of course, being installed as the favourites in that game. There are also big games in England. The big game, of course, is the Manchester Derby. And Manchester United to win, paying out $3.55. The draw is playing out $3.95. And then a Manchester City victory, $1.94. Now, that betting, I think, is about right.
You thought I was hating, but look at those odds.
No, it's about right. It's about right.
Heavily favouring Manchester.
Heavily favouring Manchester City.
Yeah.
But upsets are not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, especially Manchester City and Man United. Mm-hmm. So Manchester United, they have sprung a surprise.
Has a habit of springing a surprise in this game. Exactly. And then, of course, there's big action in La Liga, where Real Sociedad host Barcelona. Real Sociedad to win $5. The draw is paying out $4.60. And then Barcelona victory, $1.58. Hardly surprising in terms of odds there, because Barcelona is flying in La Liga. And Sociedad, I don't think is going to be able to hold it, albeit that at their home ground, I think it's the RCDE stadium, they are a formidable force indeed. So that is your betting out of Moors. Get down to one of our branches and you can bet with the premier betting company, the home of sports betting in Zimbabwe. Moors, World of Sport.
Odds On is brought to you by Moors World of Sport, your leading betting partner with over 100 branches nationwide. Get your game on today with Zimbabwe's leading sports book. From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's take you around the world in 60, taking off in Melbourne, where Carlos Alcaraz to Jan Sinner and Arina Sabalenka to Coco Gauff, the world's top tennis players, are all down under and ready for this year's first Grand Slam of the year, which gets underway on Sunday. In Hawaii, defending champion Nick Taylor earned a share of the lead at 8 under alongside Kevin Roy after day one of the PGA Tour season opener at the Sony Open. In Michigan, Red Bull revealed a throwback blue livery for the 2026 Formula One season as the team ushered in a new era at their launch event in Detroit. And in Washington, the Seattle Seahawks Pro Bowl quarterback Sam Darnold, he expects to play tomorrow in the team's divisional round playoff game against the San Francisco 49ers, despite the oblique injury that has him listed as questionable.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. Drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
This AFCON update is proudly delivered by Suzuki. Available in Zimbabwe, exclusively from CFAO Mobility. Suzuki is an official partner to the Total Energies Africa Cup of Nations, Morocco 2025.
Suzuki is indeed an official partner to ZFM Sport and an official partner to the Total Energies Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. Suzuki is distributed in Zimbabwe by CFAO Mobility Zimbabwe.
And Suzuki models include the Espresso, the iconic Swift that's including the sporty Swift Sport design, and the popular Desire, the compact Ignis, the value-packed Baleno, and the capable Jimny that's included in the five-door version as well. Now, alongside the family-focused SUVs such as the Grand Viatra, the Versatile Fronx, and the MPVs like the Ertiga and the XL6 Plus, the Calero, the Kayas, as well as the Super Carry.
Indeed. And today we talk about, of course, the one that we've been talking about all along, the legend reborn. That is the Suzuki Jimny. It's got, of course, the iconic boxy design. If you've seen any, that's certainly part of the hallmark of the Suzuki Jimny. It's got a compact size, head-turning style. Its reputation is of fun, and it's a capable off-roader that's easy to park and maneuver in the city. Stay tuned. We're talking more about the Suzuki Jimny after this.
See.
All right, guys. Today is almost the culmination of the AFCON 2025, Morocco 2025. So we opted to now give you some of the stats and the records that have been shattered by the Total Energies Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2025. Record shattering goals is the first one. This tournament has become the highest scoring ever, surpassing 120 goals by the semi-finals, beating the previous record of 2023 edition, which is 119 goals. So in that regard, they have surpassed Cote d'Ivoire. And you wouldn't have thought it, but goals have been flying in, Alex.
Yeah, goals are flying in. Technical ability of the players and speedball.
Yeah.
As well.
Watered pitches.
Yeah, watered pitches. Balls moving fast.
Yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of factors, to be honest. But credit to where it's due as well. Technique.
And attacking football. Yeah,
attacking football that is
spectacular.
Goals as well.
Yeah.
To be honest, it has been an exciting tournament. To be honest, I've enjoyed a lot of games. There are a few boring games, yes. But
very few.
Very few, yeah. I've enjoyed most games. I think the highlight of this is because I watched the very first game I watched was so exciting.
Right.
I just what's
your best goal this tournament so far?
Tawanda
Maswanizi.
Tawanda Maswanizi.
That's good. Sean, what's your favorite goal?
There's been, you're not mean for forgetting the team, but it was the curler when they went 1-0 up. What team was it?
Senegal had a curler.
I think it was one of the Mino teams, and then they went 1-0 up, just shocking.
Sudan.
Yes, from the right side, cutting inside of the left, and hit it right at the corner of the bar.
That was a beautiful goal. I would probably say Al Kabi, the overhead kick, Morocco's goal.
The bicycle was also good. But I still go for Tawanda.
I don't rate over kicks.
Overhead kicks. That's because you haven't tried to.
But try it. We will have straight. I think overhead kicks thrive because of propaganda.
Bicycle kicks are not easy.
It's the most difficult technique in football.
Most difficult. And he almost did it perfectly.
It's the most difficult technique in football. Trust me, a lot of guys have broken their backs, broken their legs, broken their hands. Trying to do that thing.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So no, kudos to him. Brahim Diaz's feat is, of course, another record-breaking one. Morocco's Brahim Diaz became the first player in AFCON history to score in each of his team's first five matches in a single tournament. And of course, that record, that streak came to an end with that nil-all draw that had to go deep. And then Bono's brilliance. Goalkeeper Yassin Bono matched the second most clean sheets in AFCON history. That's 11. He's now tied with Cote d'Ivoire's Boubacar Barry.
And he's got a chance.
Boubacar Copa Barry,
And he's got a chance to break the record. Because he's got one more game.
Yes, if he can blank Senegal for 90 minutes, he's beaten it. Your star for performers this AFCON, top scorers, Brahim Diaz, he's got 5 goals, he's of Morocco. On 4 goals, Victor Osimhen of Nigeria and Mohamed Salah of Egypt. They can both improve that if they get a game in that third and fourth playoff tomorrow.
Yeah, against you,
Three goals, Ademola Lookman of Nigeria, Amad Diallo of Cote d'Ivoire, Ayoub El Kabi of Morocco, Sinayoko, who had a fantastic tournament, he's of Mali, and then Riyad Mahrez of Algeria. Salah's milestone is the last thing we'll talk about. Mohamed Salah became the first player to score against 11 different countries at AFCON. That is something to note.
See. Right now, built for adventure. We're still talking about the Jimny. It is more than a pretty face. It's made for serious adventure. The 4x4 capability. It's got high ground clearance and a rugged performance. Perfect for Zimbabwe's terrain, from city streets to the countryside trails.
It's absolutely stacked with features and tech. Modern features, including an infotainment system, safety features, practical interior, durable, no-nonsense interior that handles mud and dust. And it's true to its utility. It's also affordable and efficient because it's got a fuel-efficient engine and low running costs. It's great value for money at $33,000, including VAT for the five-door variant, and then $29,500 including VAT for the three-door variant. Get yours from CFAO Mobility Zimbabwe on 58A Golden Stairs Road. That's Second Street Extension, of course, Mount Pleasant in Harare. Or pop onto our website, suzuki-zimbabwe.com. Suzuki Jimny, go anywhere in style.
This AFCON update is proudly delivered by Suzuki. Available in Zimbabwe, exclusively from CFAO Mobility. Suzuki is an official partner to the Total Energies Africa Cup of Nations, Morocco 2025.
Locked it. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, these guys don't waste time. Eh? Simba Palusaka says, Anzi Alois, how many overhead kicks have you scored in your career? Just curious to know.
I only scored two.
Two, right?
And the famous one against Dynamos, 1997.
Right.
Remember the famous one?
Yes.
Throw in from Edo Bedina, Joe Mugabe, flick. And my bicycle kick. Yeah.
In the back of the net.
I only scored two and one at first.
You see, Sean, that's how difficult it is to score them. Okay? They are not easy.
It's not easy. And they are different types. Eh?
Yes.
They are different types. Yeah. You know, my the one that I'm talking about, the Dynamos one, was a bit easier.
Yeah.
You know, it's a floating ball. A flake is floating. I can watch it coming.
It wasn't a cross.
And I'm preparing and I'm hitting. The most difficult one is that one by the Moroccan. When it's a cross.
Yeah.
A cross is actually coming and you see the flight and you just come like the Wayne Rooney.
Yes.
So that the Wayne Rooney one.
Wayne Rooney.
Yes. You will see the cross is coming at high speed and you go up into the air. And just in that moment, you swing
and
connect.
Yeah.
You know,
I scored one like that. Sunday league player, but it was a cross at Hillers. In fact, it was a cup final.
Yeah,
cross came across and then went up. Bicycle, and the best thing why it was so memorable, many people remember it, is that it came in off the crossbar. Off the crossbar.
Mm-hmm. And then in town.
Yeah. Yeah. They look better.
See, now that is spectacular.
Hi, guys. I enjoy your show. You make a perfect pack. I like the statement. If you want to win AFCON, become the host nation. You think Zimbabwe, if we host, is winning. this one says that Jimny is a good as good as a cruiser. Used one man, a dynamite, comes in small packages. It's all that you said. Brilliant machine from Mickey the Mac in Hillside, H Town. Oh, thanks for getting in touch, Mickey, and letting us know. We're going to forward that message to the folks out at CFAO Mobility. All right, welcome, sports team. This is Blessed in Eastview. I've been waiting all day long. You guys rock. From Mike, Barry, Chris, Alois, and our producer, Sean. Please say hi to the beautiful Chris Meads. Senegal to win if they play without any favorites.
Beautiful Chris Meads.
talking
of Chris Meads, I met some guys from Rainbow Towers, and they listened to the show, and they said, they enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. But the props as well from Pride, Bride from Rainbow Towers.
I know Pride,
Yes, she was giving props to Chris. Like, she sounds like she actually played football. the way she's giving football, she's like a former footballer, and even the way she knows sport, like she's a sportswoman. Yeah. And I was like, I don't even know which sport she ever played. No, but she does know sport.
She played tennis, she played hockey.
She's actually a sports lady. So, Pride, if you are listening, you heard from Sean.
There you go. All right, Elias says Senegal will lift this one. This time the ref will not work on Morocco's side. Mane to score a brace. I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. I think it's probably an odd goal.
Yeah, it's going to be low-scoring.
It's going to be an odd goal.
It's going to be
low-scoring. It's a cup final, guys.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you see cup finals like the
if it was Nigeria, Ivory Coast, maybe.
You don't get that often. Tawana Mapira from Greendale says, hi there, sports team. Good to hear from you. I think Morocco will take it by 2-1. I wanted to
asked if Gueye deal to Man City is complete. It's not complete yet, but we understand that the machine is working big time, and it looks like a medical could be happening imminently. I'm sad that they gazumped Liverpool to the deal.
I think and Arsenal.
And Arsenal. They could have done more too, because he's a fantastic defender, a consummate professional. He knew that he was wanted by clubs, but the first half of the season, he's performed like a true professional for Crystal Palace. He's been absolutely brilliant, so deserves a move. Elliot Chotopachuhota says, hi, ZFM Sports team. Morocco 1, Senegal 0. Man United 2, Man City 2. Brahim Diaz to score in the Manchester derby. Brahim Diaz to score in the... No, in Morocco. Nah. All right, guys, let's talk about the Manchester derby.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on derby day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will.
And all the game-changing moments.
We find a way through, you bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
It's a big one in Manchester. It's the Manchester derby. Manchester United's new interim boss, Michael Carrick, faces the hottest baptism of fire possible tomorrow at lunchtime as his side lock horns with bitter rivals Manchester City at Old Trafford in the 198th installment of the Manchester derby. Let's hear from Michael Carrick.
It's an unbelievable feeling to come back through the doors, really, and be part of the club again. You know, it's been part of my life for so long, and the fact that I left the club for a number of years recently has never really left me. You know, my family's so entwined, and goes to every game, season tickets, and I love the place. So for me to be back in this position, it's kind of two sides to it. You know, there's the personal side and the relationships and seeing people, and the kind of the soft side in some ways, but quickly focused on doing the job. You know, it's a big responsibility, a massive pleasure and a privilege to be here, but we want to do a good job, and this place deserves that. So massively focused to get started and get going.
The voice there of Michael Carrick. Let's stress that he's on an interim basis, Sean, and he's got to hit the ground running and prove himself fairly quickly to a Manchester United fan base that's baying for blood.
But they've treated it like a substantive signing, because they rolled out the red carpet, they brought out the in-house media crew to do a podcast type interview overlooking Carrington. So they are really trying to justify.
Are they not trying to just win back the fans?
They're trying to win back the fans, yeah. And they're hoping that he does well, so it's an easy appointment for him to be elevated as the substantive manager. But it's a tough start against Manchester City, and it has that potential of new manager bouncing gets the win, all is fantastic.
Yeah.
But then again, also strike a serious blow if they are given a hiding to none by Manchester City, which I think will happen.
It could ruin him, as Sean is saying, Aloisa, because in truth, if he gets a shellacking, everybody will wonder, oh, did we make the right decision? Just like they did with Darren Fletcher, and God knows if in the next two or three fixtures it doesn't go well, then the questions start again, and there's no calming of the storms.
I think sometimes when things are coming together, when things are supposed to be there, and when it's a calling, I believe everything works out for the common good. And
is this a calling?
This is a calling.
Oh.
And it's going to work out. I feel it's going to work out for the common good. Look, ask any Manchester United fan. Mm. Any Manchester United fan. You would find maybe 1 out of 10 would be like, why Carrick?
Okay.
To be honest.
He did a good job in Middlesbrough.
Yes, he did. And there was a time when he was the assistant coach in Manchester United as well, and people felt like his
that was under his Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yes. Their combination and his contributions, people felt that maybe one day. Then he left. What he needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, he needed to do to be a boss somewhere else, and he actually did well.
Right.
And he is now coming back armed with that, not vast experience, but that kind of experience. I think that's what Manchester United have been waiting. They want somebody from the setup who can come back and try. So everybody wants him to succeed.
Give me a scholar.
Panika ka feeling kuti munesa rota sa.
Give me a scholar.
I think you start with a draw.
A draw?
1-1. Yeah.
1-1.
You start with a draw. Sure. It's not a bad start against Man City.
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Sure. Man City to win 3-0.
Oh, okay.
That's how much disrespect is for Manchester United. You see,
I agree with you. I think it'll end in a draw. Man City on a run of draws, and I think that it'll follow that suit. I think 1-1 is about right. Chelsea takes on Brentford, Liverpool versus Burnley, Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal, and Wolves will take on Newcastle. There is a full bill of fixtures across Europe's leagues, and we'll give you all the results come Monday. We gotta go. Have a fantastic weekend, Zimbabwe, and we'll catch you on the show 5 after 6 on Monday evening. For now, may God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top 3 player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport.
It's blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM.
It's blasphemous.
Hi, this is Mike Bundled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z-Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.